had another fancy thing called counterpane. So we called them counterpane. Now we call them spreads. Beds were made up and everything's in order. The counterpane put over there, and the pillowcases were sometimes in color. Good housekeeping, the beds look fine. And the damn things were high. If you roll off of them, you might break your neck. They had an old arm on them when the kids were little. They had what we called a crump.
Yeah.
And that slipped under the main furnace bed. And you pull it out at night where little kids would sleep on the crump. Same room.
Did you ever have one maybe you might fix up on the floor?
Oh yes, in bigger families they call them pallets. And I guess in big families, low income, overcrowded house, yeah. I expect sometimes the parents would be in bed and be looking at how many kids sleep around on the floor.
What about what would you put your head on the head of the bed?
I don't know of any particular name in my lifetime, my youth, other than pillows.
Did you ever have a type of pillow maybe that went all the way across? Maybe that...
One pillow that served the bed all the way across. No. Always. Pillows were pretty good. They were always covered. Chicken and duck covers. Made with a lot of labor, a lot of attention. Saved. You plucked your fowl, geese, ducks, chicken. Not so much chicken, most of ducks and geese. Save those fowls. Use them for pillows.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of women had to work hard for things. Always something to do.
Women were always working around the house, always.
Always something. Make their own clothes for the kids. Do you know that very fact is what made was the motivation for most of our inventions? Men were compelled to turn their attention to making better stoves, appliances, better automobiles. Now we wouldn't know this day had coupes and cops and toys in automobiles had been for women. not until they began to get into cars and ride in them did they demand that there be a clothes in top. And the first ones, I don't suppose you remember, but they were the first ones were top heavy. If you went around a bed too fast, you might turn that collar. But the women demanded that thing. They demanded interior plumbing and gas stoves, electrical equipment. All the women claiming that they could do anything men do, they didn't invent any of that. And they didn't build any of them. They made the men do it. And I don't think the men who done it, the women hadn't made them do it. Conveniences, things for their children, babies. All of I would think that the great demand, the thing people had, was a fight for existence, a fight to live. And you had to work and invent things to enable you to live, not to have fun. To have Olympic contests, baseball, football fields, swimming pools. If you had the swimming pool, you had to have a bathtub. Well, those are things that people had to fight for.